vegans are people who want to reduce waste, limit their consumption, save money, strengthen communities, and opt out of the cycle of just working for socially irresponsible corporations. And in this society where so much massive overconsumption and yet so much inequality, massive quantities of usable goods are going to waste while the vital needs of hundreds of millions for resources like food, clothing, and shelter are going unmet. So freegans are people who do a range of things to address these problems. One of them is something called urban foraging. This is a practice where people literally go through the garbage of retailers and other institutions and find just enormous quantities of discarded goods, items that have been discarded simply because in this throwaway culture, businesses make it a standard element of their business to order far more than they intend to sell and then to discard tremendous amounts of usable goods. And at the same time, we as consumers are told constantly through advertising messages that we need to buy new things, that we need to get more stuff, that we should throw away the things that we already have. And as a result, we're constantly throwing away things that really could and should be reused, repaired, or shared with others. I personally haven't needed to buy food, for example, in something like 11 years.
You're eating out of the rubbish bins.
That's right. And the food that I'm eating is no different than what's being sold in stores. It's clean, it's fresh. In many cases, it's very often the highest quality goods because we find the stores that throw away the most are the ones that sell the most expensive products. I consider it disgraceful and shameful that all this food is available, yet here in the United States, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 4.4 million people are going hungry, yet we throw away 50% of all of our food, 100 billion tons of food, to the tune of about $100 billion every year.
Are there any downsides, though, to going through rubbish bins?
One of the things that people become aware of through urban foraging is it's very sobering. One sees all this waste, and in many ways it's depressing to know in a city, for example, like New York, where there are so many homeless people, where people sleep on the streets and are cold, that clothing is being thrown away, that where people are hungry, that food is being thrown away. And very often we find that, especially with chain stores, the managers or assistant managers who are responsible for throwing away these goods are as disgusted by the waste as we are and tell us that they would like to donate these goods, but the company policy will not let them donate them. Some of these people are even working for companies where they could be fired if they took the food home, where they work low-paying jobs, have to feed their families, and yet in stores that throw away massive amounts of food, are not allowed to take the food home. So they really sympathize with our perspective in wanting to see something done with this waste.
Now, besides the urban foraging that you described, freegans get involved with other programs. You also have free stores and free markets.
That's right. Free stores are places where, just like a store, you can go in and find the products that you want, but everything is free. People bring goods there that they otherwise might throw away, and people can take things for free. And it's not a barter where you take one thing and bring another. It's this idea that we can build what's called a gift economy. Free markets are sort of fairs that embody the same principle. People freely share services with each other. People will give each other massages. People will do performances with this idea that we are a society and we must work together and we must cooperate and we can live better lives through a cooperative culture than a competitive one.